This is 89.1 KUAR and All Things Considered. I'm Michael Heplin. The months leading up to Thanksgiving are a busy time for poultry companies that process turkeys. But a new report says it also adds to an already disturbing amount of pressure for those who work in the industry. Reporter Gabriel Thompson wrote an in-depth story out this week for Slate, which was reported in partnership with the Investigative Fund at the Nation Institute. He joins me now via Skype. Hi, Gabriel.
Hi, great to be here.
Thanks for talking with me. You traveled up to Northwest Arkansas, to the town of Huntsville, to meet with employees at one turkey plant there. Describe what they told you.
One of the things I learned early on is that in the weeks leading up to Thanksgiving, they refer to it as a period called fresh, or la fresca in Spanish. You know, poultry work is always demanding and repetitive and hard, but in the weeks leading up to Thanksgiving, everything is amped up. And so workers required to put in about 50 straight days of work, and that plant is churning out about 45,000 turkeys a day. You know, that's a period in which one of the workers I talked to makes about 11,000 slices a day each shift. By the time he gets through with fresh period of 50 days straight, he's making, you know, in excess of 500,000 cuts before ever having a day off to rest his hands or wrists or arms.
And all of these cuts eventually lead to carpal tunnel syndrome?
They can, yeah. I mean, one of the repetitive stress injuries, carpal tunnel, tendonitis, are all very common in the poultry industry. The pace of the work, the number of cuts you're making, the speed of the lines. Many workers complained that they weren't allowed to use the bathroom because they need to stay at their line and keep working. The second piece of the story is that in an industry where it seems sometimes designed to, you know, cause these repetitive stress injuries, the injury rates are incredibly low. The Butterball plant in 2013 reported that workers had completed 8 million hours without suffering a lost time injury, meaning they hadn't missed a day of work. That's like one person working in the plant 3,875 years without being hurt consecutively. When you start talking to workers, though, you very quickly realize that they have a different story, that injuries are in fact widespread, and that one of the questions I dove into was which one of them is right. I think what became clear is that companies have found ways to hide injuries in the poultry industry. One way is to simply not report injuries. And the second way is because they're reporting on these injury logs that then go to the government and OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. The second way is when workers come to a nurse, for example, these plants have nurses, and they complain of, you know, pain in their hands or in their back. They are iced down or receive some sort of first aid treatment. They sometimes, one of the workers I met, went to the plant's nurse twice a day for more than 2 months to get treatment without ever being referred to a doctor, and eventually just quits because his back is seizing up and he's in such pain. That's important because when the company refers workers to a doctor, it then becomes recordable in this form that they give to OSHA. And if they have a lot of those referrals to doctors, that will, you know, make the government and OSHA pay more attention to that industry, and maybe it will come under greater scrutiny. In the summer of 2014, a poultry plant in Alabama won an award for its below average injury rates for 3 years in a row. They won an award from the Poultry Industries Safety Council. At the same time that they were winning that award, OSHA was looking over their medical records from the plant's nurse, and they discovered that the company had a regular practice of returning injured workers to the line. One of those injured workers had visited the nurse 94 times before finally being referred to a doctor. There's ample evidence when the government goes out and does inspections, or when they go out and they look in detail at workers' health and safety in these plants, they find that many of them are suffering, especially these repetitive stress injuries.
And when you reached out to these companies, what did they tell you?
The two companies I was focusing on were the Huntsville Butterball Plant and then Cargill in Springdale. They both told me that they take safety very seriously. When I asked them about particular workers' stories, they said they couldn't comment. Neither company would comment on the personal worker stories, but they both pointed to the dramatic decrease in the official injury rates among poultry plant workers, which I certainly included in the piece, but I think are I'm skeptical of, to say the least.
Gabriel Thompson wrote a story for Slate, which was reported in partnership with the Investigative Fund at the Nation Institute. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
This is 89.1 KUAR.